Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jugs coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're amazing. The official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handier than we are, which isn't difficult, go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team. All right, joining us right now, longtime friend of the show. He's calling in on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Mark Roberge. He is the lead singer of OAR. They are kicking off the Nats post-game summer concert series tonight after the game is done. I believe 30 minutes after the last out, OAR taking the stage to entertain the Nats Park crowd. Mark, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Man, it's good to be here, and we're going to try to get on that stage ASAP after the game. Ooh. 30 minutes. Yeah, we got to get quicker. We got to get on there quicker.
All right, good.
You guys are vets at this, right?
Like, you've been doing, like, shows at, like, sporting events for years, I feel. Like, you guys do everything, but you guys are, like, pop up after a hockey game or you pop up after a baseball game somewhere, like, right?
Yeah.
It's a way to get free tickets.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, look, not only is it free tickets, and that is absolutely true, and I have no shame about that. And essentially, it's like this. All musicians, right, we're all out here wishing, pretending, whatever we can do to be athletes.
Right.
So as the years go on and you start to say, oh man, I can barter this rock and roll thing and get my ass on the field somewhere.
Right.
So now we are all about it, man. Like when we get to do some sports stuff and get to see pro athletes up close, like there's nothing better than that. So we get to do it. We're excited for it. We put ourselves in this position because we are all like secretly wanting
and
to
you,
be,
and you know, but you know that you can't be waiting around because people are going to leave. Like they don't even necessarily process, right? Is that your deal? Like we got to get out there quick.
Absolutely, dude. Right. Listen, you're out there. You've been at the game. It's three, you know, a little under 3 hours now, right? We've gotten the game a little shorter. But you know, you want to see a concert. You don't want to sit around and wait for it. So trust me, we are moving at lightning speed to get on there.
Right. What was the peak of Mark Roberge's athletic career? Would it be MSI soccer? Like what?
He's a hockey guy.
I know he's a hockey guy now, but what do you think was the pinnacle of your athletic career?
I would say pinnacle was 10th grade JV home game against Sherwood, two touchdowns, fourth
Ooh,
quarter.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Al Bundy styles. I got home. my mom gave me, I had chicken tenders from Burger King, fries from McDonald's, and a steak-em. Wow. I got to sit in front of the TV in my football pants all night. Yeah, I remember. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
What was Wooten High School's JV record that season, you know? Wooten's not exactly a power in football.
That would have been our one win, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, but you know what? Mark, if you get a dub against Sherwood, those are tough to come by because they are pretty tough in football.
It was big. Mathias actually ended up in the NFL, so he was taller than everybody out there. All I had to do was get it close. Mm-hmm. He would catch the ball.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, like, that was my highlight. Maplewood football, a little wrestling here and there. But, yeah, that was my thing. And then, you know, everyone kept getting bigger. I couldn't see over the line. Mm-hmm. My football career ended.
Yeah. But I always see it. I know you're a huge hockey guy. And I swear to God.
I think Richard plays a lot, too.
Yeah, Rich does, too. I don't want to put you on the spot. I really don't. Are you a Rangers fan or a Caps fan? Because you're up in New York now all the time. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
But you did.
Let me tell you something. I grew up, I was a season ticket holder for the Washington Capitals over at the Cap Center. A huge Rod Langway fan.
Right.
No, but I'm a huge Caps fan all the way, but I moved up here years ago. The New York Rangers have been so good to me. I'm always down to be a big Rangers fan, too. But right now, I'm a Caps fan, man. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, you're a Rangers sitting home, so you have to root for the Caps. I'm all about it.
All right.
Love that.
Where are you going to watch the
Caps? Yeah, you know, listen, I can be all kinds of fans.
Hey, all right, speaking of fans, and Mark knows this story, mm-hmm. okay? Uh-huh. I don't think I told you guys.
Yeah, I love this sport. You know when Rob Lowe sat there with the NFL hat on?
Yeah.
Like, I was searching like high and low for an NHL hat when I couldn't find one anywhere for a game.
So Mark, you know this story I'm about to tell. All right, I don't think I told the guys.
Okay,
but my wife and I were down in North Carolina a few months ago.
Yeah,
and we were just sitting at a bar, posting up.
Yeah,
and two people came in, sat next to us.
Okay,
small talk. Right, they were from Syracuse.
All right.
And they asked us where we were from. We said the Maryland area. You know, mm-hmm. we grew up in Maryland. Mm-hmm. The woman goes, "Oh, wow, my favorite band is from Maryland." Right. I said, "Who?" She goes, OAR.
Oh, you pulled your phone. You pulled a big time move, didn't
said,
you?
Yeah. I said, "You're not going to believe this. I know Mark Robert."
Yeah.
She said, she almost fell out of her chair. Yeah. She goes, "No effing way."
Yeah.
I said, "Let me call him right now."
So I texted my phone.
So I texted Mark. I said, "Mark, you're not going to believe this. I don't want to bother you, but there's a fan here." I put her on the phone with Mark.
Look at you.
She probably had a big one right there.
Make dreams happen.
She did.
give us your take on this, Mark. Explain what happened.
So my buddy was playing golf with Daniel Berger.
Right.
And
who's
a tour player. And he was sitting at the bar with him. And Daniel Berger went to the bathroom, but his phone was out. And he had Rory. He was texting Rory. So my buddy took a picture of Rory's cell and sent it to me. So I put it in my phone.
So now you have Rory's cell.
I've got Rory in my contacts.
Yeah. Right.
I got Mark Robert and Rory in my contacts.
What is your rock star's point of view on that?
That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I haven't texted him yet.
Hey, Mark, who's the most famous person in your phone?
He's got some big ones.
He's got some big ones.
Oh, God, that's a tough one, man. I have no idea. I got some good ones.
Yeah,
I've been lucky over the years. I don't know who I can actually call and they pick up.
Right.
That's the deeper question. Let's see. If I were to call, God, you guys stumped me on this one.
Well, just think, man, he's putting together Ocean's Calling. And, you know, I just used a video of you introducing Dee Snider on stage. Like, it's got to be a thrill for you to include all of these acts in a show that you're putting together.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing surrounding Ocean's Calling, I mean, is incredible, right? It's like once in a lifetime, I can't stop thanking the world for it. Deeper into that, the OAR and Friends portion of that, where we get to our friends like Dee Snider. You know, mm-hmm. this is the guy I'm in a cover band with. You know, we played on Okemo Mountain one time, and then I text him, "Hey, man, you want to come down to Ocean City?" No problem. These are people who just want to do it for the fun of it. They're not getting paid a zillion bucks to show up and sing a cover song on stage with us in our band. It's like everyone's there for the right reasons, and that's when you talk about in the phone, who's in your phone, these are just people that we've been working with for so long, so it's just friends, and I feel like we're blessed with that right now at Ocean's Calling, that this coming OAR and Friends is going to be insane. I mean, I can only think, like, years and years of goodwill, of just being out there on the road and doing it right. And that's where we've, like, connected with, you know, when you talk about famous people, it's more about just, like, I want to be around people who are just good people. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The fame can ruin a lot of them. But the folks on my phone, I'd like to think, have not been tarnished. And they'll come rock with us. You know?
Right. Now, for people, you can tell, you can sense whenever you see the guys play or you see them talk at a concert, or whatever, they're good guys. They're like the most down-to-earth, nice guys. It's unbelievable. You know, we were talking about the big deal here. Metallica, right, played the concert at Virginia Tech because they've been playing that Sandman for what? How many years now?
25 years.
25 years.
My daughter was there at the concert.
And the big deal was, and you know, this is how the big rock stars do it. And I'm kind of getting the sense that the OAR guys are kind of doing this because they just, it was like the set people were all there the day before.
Yeah.
They had other people actually doing their sound check, and they just fly in. Do the show,
fly out.
Yeah. Go back home, baby.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Let me tell you something. When you see a band and you're like, wow, they sound great, or they look great, or those lights, there are hundreds of people who actually know what they're doing, who go in there and make it as it is, right? So a band cruises in, plays some songs, and we do our job. But, man, the people who work the hardest are there hours and hours and hours.
They
and
do
hours.
Work
before
hard,
and
man.
After.
Like, we've been lucky enough to be, like, behind, you know, the scenes, backstage at, like,
HF
festivals and other big shows. And you're right, man. They're working hard, and they're hustling, too. Like, and you don't want to get in their way. Like, I just feel like I'm always in their way somehow.
Well, we are.
Yeah, we're definitely, like, the band is in their way, but the wacky DJs that come out and do 10 seconds on stage, we're definitely in their way. But they do work hard.
But, so, you know, he's super nice. Like, he did the show at 930 Club. I don't know how many months ago that was. I guess that was around Christmas time, right? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But brought my friends back there. Said hello.
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes later, he's on stage.
He's a total rock star.
Yeah, I mean, man, we're in this together. I was on this Liquid Sprite mix tour years ago, 2003. I'm new to the world of touring, kind of, and I'm buzzing around. I'm hanging out with Talib Kweli is on the tour. I'm a huge fan. I go into his dressing room, and I'm like, listen, I'm really sorry to bother you, and I need an autograph for my wife. I'm getting engaged tomorrow. I want to take this autograph to her. All these things. And he looks right at me in the face and he goes, man, we're in this thing together. And that stuck with me, man, from 2003 on. Anytime I step onto a tour as a guest, like even last night, I guested with a band called The Head and the Heart, who are, by the way, incredible. My goal is, and learned this from Jimmy Iovine and everyone else who says it, just be of service, you know? And I feel like if you have that attitude going in, it's all going to work out and we're in this thing together. And it's like those little cliche things are cliche for a reason. They work. They make sense, you know. So rock and roll is a lot like that. And there are people out there who don't maybe see it that way. But from where I'm sitting, like, can you believe we're hanging at the 930 Club but about to play songs?
Right. Like, yeah. It's like surreal.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous, dude.
So, Mark, you mentioned your engagement to your wife. I'm curious, do you got Mother's Day taken care of? Not just for the wife. You got your mom who came out to that show.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you know, everyone out there, we all know this thing doesn't work without moms in our life, wives and moms. And Sunday's a huge day. You don't have to tell me. It's the only thing I've been thinking about. Obviously, the show today, I'm thinking about as well. But
right.
Yeah, Mother's Day, baby, all day.
So are you going to be in town or are you going to be in New York for that?
I'll be in New York. I was just thinking, did any of that make sense of what I just said? As I nervously
It makes sense. So how long are you guys playing? So you're playing tonight at Nats Park after the game. You guys are going to, you know, obviously it's a big deal. Get on stage as fast as you can because, you know, some people probably don't even realize that you're playing. I'm sure a ton of your fans are going to know, but some people are going to be there. So you want to get out there right away. How long are you guys playing?
So we're gonna jump right out after the game. We're gonna be up there. We're gonna play an hour straight through, and just nonstop play for one clean hour. Everyone's gonna enjoy the show. It'll be great. Y'all stick around, and we'll get it going pretty quick. I know the weather's gonna clear up before game time, so I think we're in the clear for it today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, awesome. Who is the better hockey player, you or Richard?
Oh, Richard and I, and Chris. Now we have skating. We are all at that same level of hockey where we. Think.
they're beer
we're
leaguers.
A liability.
Yeah, you're beer
yeah,
league
we're a liability out there.
Right. No, I get it. But
I'm not scared. I'm not scared for us. I'm scared for the real hockey players out there who have to deal with us. So no, we're all on that same level. But
who scores the most goals? Fun. Who's got like bragging rights though?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ah, that's a great question. I think the last time we played, we all had no goals.
Yes. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. All right, when is give us an idea. What's the future like? The next couple of years when you guys plot out these things. When's the next album? Do you have like another live album? Like what's going on? What's next? That recording wise.
First and foremost, I always appreciate the time you give us and the band. We collectively, Junkies, OAR, we've all been doing this 30 years next year.
I know, it's wild, man. We're intertwined like that. It's cool.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. So we're all doing that. This year supposedly is a year off. We're getting ready for next year's big 30th anniversary tour. Go all over the country, parts of the world, and celebrate 30 years since the release of our first album, The Wanderer. And we're going to get out there and have a really fun year and really dive into it. And we've been filming a movie for about the last year and a half, a documentary with the gentleman who films from Planet Earth and BBC and all that. So it's a little bit of a different look. Yeah, a little bit of a different look. Like imagine, you know, you're from a distance seeing, this is a guitar and this guitar has six strings and this is a guitar player from the 90s and blah, 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 blah. So it's going to be a little bit like that and just kind of cover the bases of where we came from in the basement in Rockville and tell that story while we can.
When's that going to be released? Next year?
We're hoping to bring everything out with the big tour next year, big new album I'm recording as we speak, and the big tour and the movie and everything, and just lean on in.
Well, by the way, last year, the big song, I guess, was the friendship song, Gonna Be Me. That had to have been a smash, right, for you guys?
Dude, that song was crazy. I got to work with DJ Premier, who I've, you know, been a humongous fan of my whole life, okay? It's like listening to records driving around in my dad's car in the 90s, you know? And got to work with him. And then we just, like, two weeks ago, put out a remix with this group called The Elevators. And this producer called Jay Vi from Hawaii, and it's going up the radio in Hawaii. It's doing really well as a reggae version now. So, dude, I don't know. All I know is that we get to put out songs, and they're doing great, and I cannot freaking believe
it.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I haven't listened to you, and I know these guys have too, for, you know, decades now. You sound better than ever. Band sounds better than ever, and it's just awesome. It's a privilege to get to know you a little bit.
Man, we feel the same way about it, a little bit. We've known you guys forever, man. It's family.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you know, you're doing your job. You really just want to get better and better and better and better at it. And the second you start slipping, you know, that's up to you. It's your time to, like, but none of us are in that situation. All of us collectively.
I might be slipping. I might be slipping a little bit. I'll be honest.
Our brains are slipping.
Yeah, I might be slipping.
I see EB working on the golf game, and that's my focus now. It's like, okay, I want to not suck at golf. I've been playing. I used to work at Lakewood Country Club, cleaning people's clubs and carts, picking the range. And I was like, one day I'm going to play golf, and this is that day. I'm starting to get okay.
Nice.
And I'm watching EB.
All right, we'll get out there.
He's inspiring you.
We'll get out there today. Believe me, I suck, but we'll get out there. We'll have fun together.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great show tonight, man.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, boys.
Of course.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Good catching up. All right, for the official read, you can come for the baseball and stay for the beats. Backed by popular demand, it's the Nats postgame summer concert series. Your chance to experience a concert for free with your game ticket. The concert begins right after the show. They say about 30 minutes, but he says it's going to be a lot faster. Fast. So that's our pal, Mark
Roberge. And honestly, they're the greatest guys.
They're awesome. They're Love them.
Literally the greatest guys.
Yeah. So. Like I said, I went to that show. I can't remember when it was, a couple months ago. Met his mom. Man, met her before. Super nice. Went backstage with my friends. They gave us about 10 to 15 minutes.
I did it at Red Rocks up in Colorado.
Crazy.
I
mean,
that's nuts. I felt terrible bothering him, but the hell, went out there to see him. We did.
Hey, coming up next, our favorite comedian, Rich Voss, joins us in the studio. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.